Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is customer success. This wasn't a glitch. I was saying the word success twice. You're going to understand precisely why in a second. So when I say customer success, what comes to mind? What is your initial reaction? For too many companies, their reaction is to cringe because you're thinking about customer success and you're like, oh no, they're going to come up with another problem. They're going to open another ticket. They're going to waste their time again. They have annoying questions. Can they just let us do our work? Why do we always have to talk to them? It just takes so much of our time, that sort of thinking. And I see that all over the place. We just view them as a hassle. But the problem is that this sort of thinking means that you have forgotten that your code is useless if no one is actually using it, right? You're writing the code so your customers can use it. And if your customers can't use it, they talk to customer success. Therefore, oftentimes the most impactful thing you can do is help customer success. And I'm not talking about constantly putting out fires for them. I'm talking about thinking of them as partners and trying to think how we can leverage what we know and our capabilities to help them do their work better. And this is why I say customer success, Look at your team as who is responsible for customer success's success. That was hard. Now, to do that, you need to change how your team even thinks and approaches customer success. Rather than see it as a hassle, talk about it as one of the most impactful things your team is doing, because it is, and it has to be communicated so people really view it the right way. To fix the relationship, there are a few things that I recommend doing. One of them, which is great in general, is to have your team shadow customer success regularly. So like once a quarter, have a rotation where every engineer shadows customer success for like half a day or a day. It's going to be worth it, really, because they can see how your customers are really talking about the product. They can start noticing with time the issues that are repeating themselves. They can see how customer success work actually looks like, and that turns it into a real thing. It's no longer something abstract, like I know there's customer success, but I don't really understand what they're doing, into something that they can actually comprehend. And that turns them, you know, I've said in the past, it turns them into 3D people again that you can actually work with. You actually care about them. Start with that. And then once you have this understanding, we want to move on to real customer success And we do that by, first of all, saying this. If you just say these words, you're going to have a lot more success because you're going to align people to the right way of thinking. And then tell them, let's come up with tech capital that makes customer success better. If you can create a tool that allows them, gives them some superpowers, so now they can treat more problems by themselves. They can find root causes for some of the problems by themselves more easily. They can reply to customers faster. They can check the status of a certain environment by themselves. They can do more things on their own. All of those things are an amazing win-win-win because customer success can work faster and be more independent. Your engineering team doesn't have to be as responsive ongoing to customer success because they provide them with tools to do things on their own. And of course, the customers are benefiting because they are getting a better service and they're getting their problems fixed faster. So this is really a huge win-win-win. This is what customer success is all about. And this is how teams that really care about their users treat this. We don't just try to put out fires constantly. We don't let the people in customer success starve until someone makes something the highest priority, the highest urgency, and then we have to actually manage it. We work in collaboration in order to take care of the most important thing a business has, and that is its customers. Get to it. I know you can succeed as well. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where I share 3 exclusive insights every week. Thank you and talk soon.